Welcome back, everyone. Ready to dive in.
Always.
Today, we're looking at something by economist Murray and Rothbard
Oh, okay.
called The Fallacy of the Public Sector.
I've heard of this one, yeah.
You know how we always hear public sector this and private sector that?
Yeah, like they're the dynamic duo of the economy.
Exactly. But Rothbard's like, hold up, not so fast. He's
Oh.
basically saying the public sector isn't really producing goods and services the way the private sector does.
Interesting.
More like a consumer, he's
A
saying.
consumer,
Yeah, one that takes resources from, the private
but
sector.
not partners, more like rivals.
Kind of, yeah. He uses this pie analogy.
Okay, I like analogies.
Imagine the national product as a pie.
Got it.
We think it's sliced, right? Public and private.
Makes sense.
But Rothbard says the government's slice, it comes straight out of the private sector's piece.
Ah, so the government's not adding to the pie, it's just taking a bigger slice.
Exactly. And that changes how we think about productivity.
I bet.
In the private sector, it's what people spend their money on that matters, right?
Yeah, if no one's buying your product, you gotta switch things up.
But the public sector, it's measured by how much it spends, whether people want those services or not.
That's a huge difference.
Like you go to Antonia's Italian Grill, you're basically voting for their food with your dollars.
Right, businesses have to compete for our business.
Government services, you don't always have that choice.
Makes you think.
Rothbard even gives this example. Imagine the government bans cars
Whoa, hold on.
and says everyone has to buy buggy.
Buggies, like horse-drawn carriages.
Yeah, the government could then say, look, the buggy industry is booming, we're stimulating the economy.
But people are stuck with buggies instead of cars.
Exactly. And it highlights how government spending doesn't always equal a better life for people.
So just because numbers go up doesn't mean things are actually better.
Right. And that buggy example, well, it makes you wonder, could something like that happen today?
What do you mean?
Like, what if the government pushed electric cars on everyone, even if the technology or infrastructure isn't quite there yet?
Interesting point. Would that really be what people want, or is it the government kind of forcing its preferences?
And that leads us to another key point. Government agencies, they don't have the same accountability to us as businesses do.
Because businesses have to convince us to buy their stuff.
Right. You don't like a government service. Well, you still got to pay for it through taxes.
True, true. It's not like you can just choose not to pay for the services you don't want.
And Rothbard argues that taxes are a form of coercion.
Coercion.
It's how the government gets its resources, not through, voluntary exchange like in the private sector.
So businesses have to win us over, but the government doesn't.
Basically, they don't have to prove their worth the same way.
That's a big difference when you think about it.
And Rothbard, he backs this up with some historical data.
Oh, like what?
In the early 1900s, government spending was only about 7% of the national product.
The national product.
Yeah, basically everything produced in a country.
Okay, got it.
But by the mid-1950s, government spending had shot up to over 30%.
Whoa, that's a big jump.
And he uses this to say, the public sector isn't exactly starving for resources, like some people claim.
So the idea that the government need more and more money, maybe it's not so simple.
Right. It's a complex issue with a long history.
I'm starting to see why this Rothbard guy was such a big deal.
He definitely makes you think differently about the role of government.
Absolutely. Now, some people might be thinking, but don't we need the government for schools, roads, public safety?
Exactly. And Rothbard gets that. He really does.
Okay, so what's his point then?
He says if private wants are so unimportant, like some people say,
Yeah.
then why do we always want the government to do more?
That's a good question.
Makes you think, right?
It does.
And it reminds me of another economist, John Kenneth Galbraith.
Galbraith, yeah.
He actually thought the private sector was too big.
Really?
He said we should give more to the public sector.
Wow, that's a different perspective.
Totally different from Rothbard.
So Galbraith's saying, like, as people get richer, their own want matter less.
Kind of, yeah. He thought things like education, infrastructure, social programs, those become more important.
The things the government usually handles.
Exactly. So Galbraith and Rothbard, two very different views on the economy.
One's for shrinking government, the other's for expanding it.
But here's the thing. Rothbard points out that Galbraith,
Yeah.
he blames advertising for making us want stuff.
Oh, yeah, the whole creating artificial desires thing.
Right. But then Rothbard says, hold on, doesn't the government advertise too?
Oh, that's a good point.
Like, you see ads for joining the military, right? Or public health campaigns.
Yeah, I guess so. But it's not quite the same, is it?
That's what Rothbard's getting at. With businesses, you can choose to buy their product or not.
True.
But government advertising, you're paying for it through taxes, whether you like it or not.
Ah, so it's more like propaganda, maybe.
That's what Rothbard calls it. And it all goes back to that idea of coercion.
Coercion, right? We talked about that.
You're forced to fund government programs even if you think they're a waste.
But with businesses, at least in theory, you get to decide where your money goes.
And that freedom of choice, That's really central to Rothbard's whole philosophy.
So where does he land on all this? What's the big takeaway?
He basically says that making the public sector smaller is always a good thing.
No matter what.
He even quotes Thomas Jefferson, "That government is best which governs least."
Wow, going all the way back to the Founding Fathers.
And it brings us back to our own community here in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena.
Okay, how so?
If we really take Rothbard's ideas to heart, what does that mean for how we think about local government?
That's an interesting question. Are you thinking, like, could we shift some things from the public sector to the private sector?
Yeah. Like, could that actually make our community better, more efficient, more prosperous?
It's a thought-provoking idea, for sure.
Could be a bit radical for some folks.
Maybe, but I think it's worth exploring.
And that's where you, our listeners, come in.
We want to hear what you think.
Are there areas where you feel like the government's overreaching?
Or services that could be handled better by, say, private businesses or community groups?
Every idea counts. We really want to get this conversation going. We really want to get you thinking critically about this stuff.
It's all about finding that balance, you know?
Yeah, between individual freedom and what we do together as a community.
Exactly.
Rothbard's ideas, they might seem kind of abstract, but...
Oh, they're definitely relevant.
They matter for all of us here in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena.
They make us ask, what does government do well?
And where could the private sector do things better?
Or maybe even, where can we do things better as a community?
And that's really what Think and Act Locally is all about, right?
Getting people involved, making a difference right here at home.
We believe real change starts locally.
Absolutely.
So as you're thinking about all this, about the public sector, the private sector, the role of government,
yeah,
ask yourself, what can I do today to make things better?
That's the key question, isn't it?
Maybe it's supporting a local business.
Instead of that big chain store down the road.
Or volunteering at a community organization.
Or even just starting a conversation with your neighbor.
About these issues.
Because every little bit makes a difference.
It really does.
We want to hear from you. Head over to our website, thinkanddecklocally.com, and let us know your thoughts.
How can we put these principles into practice right here in our community?
Share your ideas. We're listening.
We'll be reading all your comments.
And who knows, maybe we'll feature some of them on a future episode.
Because at the end of the day,
yeah,
it's up to all of us to shape our community.
That's a great point to end on.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the ideas of Murray Rothbard.
Always a pleasure to explore these topics with you and with our amazing listeners.
You can find a link to Rothbard's full article in the show notes.
Definitely check it out if you want to dive even deeper.
And if you found value in today's episode, consider supporting our show.
Yeah, help us keep the lights on and the conversations going.
You can donate at thinkanddecklocally.com. Donate.
Every contribution helps.
Until next time, keep thinking and acting locally.
And we'll see you then. C-H-E-I-I.